1-800-390-9240.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Good morning, golf fans. Welcome once again to your favorite place for golf news and information, Tee to Green. Coming to you every Sunday morning from the Broadmoor Resort here in Colorado Springs. I'm Jerry Butenhoff, flying solo again this week. And it's a, I must say, an absolutely beautiful morning along the Front Range here. Although gale force winds yesterday and last evening have deposited what leaves were left in the trees. They are now all on the ground, and much crunching underfoot this morning for everyone walking around here in Colorado and Wyoming this weekend, certainly. Well, let's see what's going on here today. The golf season, of course, is rapidly winding down. There are some year-end events left to play. One of those is on the LPGA Legends Tour. This weekend, they are at the Innisbrook Resort near Tampa for their final splash of 2011. And joining us today is a Legend Tour CEO, Jane Blaylock. She's not competing this weekend, so she has some time this morning to come along for an update on who's leading, who's playing in this weekend for the LPGA's older set. And for those of you unfamiliar, she'll tell us just a little bit about what the LPGA Legends Tour is all about, and a good way for some of those names to keep in the forefront. You know, one tends to meet nice people on the golf course. You certainly do. But have you ever met someone of the opposite sex on the course that strikes your fancy? Well, it would certainly be a nice common interest point to start, wouldn't it? You can do that by going to golfmates.com. Scott Kroger will tell us all about it today on Tee to Green.
The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Take you on tour at the end of the hour, like always. Talk about a couple things on our website, and hope that you're listening this morning here on Sirius Channel 208, XM Channel 93. Scott Kroger from GolfMates.com. Up first, right after this break. Stay with us.
Right now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. Save $1,200 on Whirlpool Gold Stainless Steel 4-Door Refrigerators, now only $1,299. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio High Efficiency Top Load Washers and Dryers. Get the pair for $998. Plus, get an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/21. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Hey, guys. Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the show by golfers for golfers. Tee to Green coming to you via the Sports Byline Broadcast Network every Sunday morning. I'm Jerry Butenhoff coming to you from the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. I'm going to have a couple of repeat guests on the show this morning. And I don't know where you are or where you live. The golf days are dwindling for some of us in certain parts of the country. I talked to this, my first guest on Friday. He had, it was 68 degrees in Omaha, and somehow he managed to tell me that he had just passed up an opportunity to golf that day. I don't know what he was thinking. Maybe he'll explain it to us. Scott Kroger from golfmates.com making your return performance to Tee to Green. Scott, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good. What exactly did you do on Friday instead of golf?
Oh, of course, I ran errands most like most people did. You know, took care of the honey-do list and got some marital capital points there. So
there you go. Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that either, that's for sure. Let's back up just a little bit. For those, we've got a whole mess of new listeners from 3 years or so ago when we had you on first. Talk a little bit, just a little background on golfmates.com, what it is, how long you've been around now, and the inspiration for getting this going again.
Sure, thanks for the opportunity. So in 2004, I had an idea when I was going to see a buddy of mine who's a single guy. And he was a golfer as well, and I was also at this time wanting to start a business, and it just sort of kind of came together that online dating was an interesting business to try and start, and I thought how great would it be to start an online dating service for golfers, and the more I thought about it, the more I thought, boy, you know, it's safe, it's an outdoor activity, it comes to a finite end if it doesn't go well. Golfers in general, from a demographic perspective, tend to skew towards a more positive demographic, and that's the sort of like-minded people. Really, golfers are kind of crazy, right? When they're in the game, they love the game, and they want to find somebody of that same sort of mindset. And so I thought, let's put this out there and see what happens.
Sounds good. And how much work was involved getting this going, and what was the initial, as far as getting the word out, how did you promote this thing and get off the ground? Or off the tee box, I should say.
I'm a computer science guy by trade, so I did a lot of the back-end work. And then actually I turned to a friend of mine who was in media and sort of helped me with the whole press release concept and how that came to be. And luckily the story, when I tell people about this, their initial reaction is sort of to laugh and say, oh, that's interesting. But then they kind of get it. It kind of hits them a couple minutes later that, yeah, that is a really interesting idea. To the point where we have 45,000 members now. There's been over 20 marriages. And when I explain that to them, so the light bulb really goes on. But our initial push was that article, a press release turned into a lot of articles because it was a fairly novel concept for a lot of people back in 2004. And so sports writers picked it up. We were in 30 or so newspapers across the country. And that really kind of started the initial marketing push.
And those numbers.
And then we also had a married couple that was featured on PGA Tour Sunday which is a USA Network's publication. And you can see it on the website. And that really was a huge help for us to really get the word out about our service.
And those numbers you threw out with the membership and stuff, that's way up from when we talked to you about 3
years
ago.
Yeah, it's just growing steadily. I mean, it's not you know, given the golfing population, it's never going to be the size of an eHarmony or a Match.com, but it definitely fills a nice niche. And we're really happy with, you know, we try and make sure that our customer service responds to every issue, and we're really happy with the community that we've created.
Scott, I'm kind of wondering whether you've been in contact personally via phone or email with any of the members. There are other venues now, if you will, for people to meet and everything. The American Singles Golf Association is something that has chapters, and it's a little more structured as far as, you know, they line up golf outings for groups of people and everything. Do the people that come to Golf Mates, do they like it because it's more individualistic and they can kind of, you know, steer themselves a little bit more?
Yeah, I think the American Singles Golf Association is great. They do a lot of stuff in groups, and it's maybe more of a sort of an easier way to get less pressure, so to speak. But I think people who use our site, you know, really are looking for somebody on more of a one-on-one level, and really somebody that ultimately, you know, they might be compatible with from a dating perspective and ultimately from a marriage perspective. Some people actually, you know, just use the site just to find people just to date, you know, with, like, for example, we have a PGA Tour caddy that we sponsor, and he used the site actually to set up dates, you know, at different tournaments because it was so hard for him to you know, because he's always traveling. And he used actually the service to set up dates to meet people just wherever he was at tour stops. And so that, you know, people use it for different reasons, but ultimately I think the majority of the user base is really using it as a dating service, just like they would any other, you know, major dating service.
Do you or are you able to track certain numbers? For example, you mentioned the tour caddy and that's great that he's still with you. You know, for example, if someone like myself is traveling to, you know, from Colorado to Arizona or something like that, and I could go into the Arizona section of the site and, you know, and look up some names and people there, is there a lot of that going on, you know, the traveling part of it, or don't you have a good way of really coming up with numbers?
You know, anything I've gotten has been anecdotal. I don't have a way to you know, track, you know, who's traveling, but we do
it
have
is private. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, you know, that information is obviously confidential, but I can tell you that, you know, the majority of our members are in the warm weather states, naturally. California, Arizona, Florida, and then the densely populated New York and Chicago. But the population density in those areas of golfers is higher, and so naturally we skew higher in those markets as well.
And I think maybe the fact that places like North Dakota, the golf courses are more spread out in places like that too. Not only are the people more spread out, so is the golf, right?
Yeah, we're not huge in North Dakota, that's for sure. and candidly, I'm in Nebraska, and we're not exactly enormous in Nebraska as well. It really has to do with the population density of golfers. So.
Now, are you just in the States, or do you have Canadians, for example?
You know, we are in Canada as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
we are in Canada as well, but we haven't ever expanded into other markets, and quite frankly, that's not really on the company roadmap at this time.
Yeah. So we got just a couple minutes left, Scott. Why don't just take real quick, walk people through the process that they would need to do to get on with you.
Great. So you can visit golfmates.com. It's GOLFMATES.com on the internet. It works and operates exactly like a traditional dating site, where you can put up your profile information, you can put up your picture, you tell what your handicap is, what you're looking for in a prospective golf mate, about yourself. That information can be put on the site for free. And then you can search using any of our search capabilities. You can search by zip code. You can search states. You can any sort of search parameters you want to try and identify somebody else on the site that might interest you. And then once that connection has been made or you found somebody that you're interested in, we do charge a monthly subscription fee to contact that for the ability to contact other members, which is consistent with that's how most dating sites operate. And yeah, that's it. I mean, really, we want people out playing golf, and you can use our communication tools. That's great, but obviously, we want you out playing golf, and just because we are we're believers that that really is a great first date activity that can hopefully lead to good things.
Yeah, and certainly, you know, as I said in the open, that you tend to meet nice people on the golf course anyway, and what a great common interest to get something going, huh?
Yeah, we think it's perfect. We think it's absolutely perfect.
So. Scott Kroger, the founder of Golf Mates, they've been around for 7 years now. I have some success stories, and you can read about a couple of those on the website too. And good stuff. So, Scott, thanks for the update. Glad to hear that you're growing as we move along here, and continue putting some twosomes together.
Jerry, thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Scott Kroger from GolfMates.com. Coming up, some news and notes from around the world of golf. Got a special little presentation coming up at the PGA show next winter. We'll talk about that. All coming up on Tee to Green.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Toyota certified used vehicles are already incredible, but now they're getting even better because each vehicle comes with a 12-month or 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 7-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, an 8-year or 100,000-mile factory hybrid battery warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Get 2.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,792 per $1,000 borrowed on any Toyota certified used vehicle. The best new cars make the best used cars.
Comprehensive and roadside warranty from Data Certified. Certified purchase. See certified warranty supplement for warranty details. Powertrain warranty, whichever comes first from original date of first use when sold as new. Financing available through Toyota Financial Services for qualified buyers only. Hybrid related components are covered for 8 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first from original date of first use when sold as new. The HV battery may have longer coverage under emissions warranty. See owner's warranty information booklet for details. Offers vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 10/31/11.
Win NFL tickets with Toyota Techs for Ticks. Text Packers to 515-462-0888. You can see the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. This is Tee to Green. Jerry Buttenhoff with you. Having a little technical difficulties with our golf tip here from the people at the Broadmoor. We'll try and work on that and get that to you here later in the hour. Working fine a few minutes ago. Funny how that works sometimes. Jay Ritchie on the road with the Air Force Academy hockey team this weekend. He's part of their broadcast group, and so he'll be back with us next weekend. And a couple of interesting things going on in the world of golf. Of course, we're winding down in the season here. President's Cup, the big event coming up this coming weekend from Royal Melbourne, which was the site of the very first President's Cup in 1998, and the Royal Melbourne, one of the great golf courses in the world, and maybe the fastest greens anywhere, and I'm sure that they will have those dialed up with the speed here for next week. The Australian Open just concluded here this weekend, and we'll give you the facts on that at the end of the hour here. But a lot of the, even the American President's Cup team playing in Australia, both the captains, Fred Couples and Greg Norman, teed it up over the weekend in Sydney. Couples out-dueled Norman. Fred finished, I think, at minus four, so he had a pretty good tournament and played quite well. By my count here, three rookies on each team here, although sometimes I get confused with the Americans who's played on the Ryder Cup and who's been on the President's Cup. But this week's lineup, and by the way, you can watch the President's Cup because of the time change, Australia being more than half a day ahead of all of us here in the States. It'll be on live in the evening in America here, beginning Wednesday night on the Golf Channel. The President's Cup, they've stretched that out to a four-day event now. They have a few more pairings. They have 32 team matches over the course of the 4 days instead of the 28 that the Ryder Cup or the Ladies Solheim Cup have. But beginning Wednesday night on the Golf Channel, I think at 9 Eastern time, you can check that out. But the coverage for the President's Cup will begin this year. The U.S. team, in no particular order, made up of Matt Kuchar, Steve Stricker, Dustin Johnson, Nick Watney, Phil Mickelson. David Toms making the team again after a fine 2011 season. Hunter Mahan, Jim Furyk, Bubba Watson and Webb Simpson, a couple of first-timers. Also, Freddie's captain's pick, Tiger Woods, and Bill Haas, who won the FedEx Cup at the end of the regular season here on the PGA Tour this year, making his first international team appearance. Woods did not win the Australian Open, I will tell you, but he did make a nice run at it here today, and I'll give you those updates with the scores and everything at the end of the hour. The international team, captained by Greg Norman, will have five Aussies on the team. He chose Robert Allenby and Aaron Baddeley for his team. Also from Australia, Jason Day, Adam Scott, and Jeff Ogilvie. And then others that will be joining the international team. First-timer is Charles Schwartzel, who won this year's Masters. Yoi Shikawa from Japan and Kyung Tae Kim of Korea. Three Koreans on the team, KJ Choi and Y.E. Ang, also on the squad, and along with Ernie Els and Retief Goosen. So a pretty pretty good team for both. Pretty good lineup for both teams. Stricker, with a little bit of a neck injury, was still not a 100% go earlier this week, and it looks like he'll probably be able to play. But if not, PGA champion and certainly to be Tour Rookie of the Year, Keegan Bradley will fill his spot if Stricker is unable to go. This week, the PGA of America announced their award for the 2011 First Lady of Golf Award, and it's going to go to Mary B. Porter King of Kapa'a, Hawaii, who is a celebrated four-sport collegiate athlete, an LPGA Tour veteran, a pioneer in junior golf within her state of Hawaii, and for the last dozen years or so, one of the most respected rules officials. King was a four-sport star athlete at Arizona State in the late 60s and early 70s before devoting her professional career to golf. She's been a founder of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, not until 1998, so kind of surprised that the state of Hawaii didn't have anything organized like that until that time. She served as a member of the USGA Executive Committee in the early 2000s, and then was a director of the PGA Board of Directors in the late 2000s. Her reign there ended in 2009. PGA President, PGA of America, current President Alan Ranowski said that Mary B. Porter King's remarkable career of service to our game is on display within her home state in a junior golf program that has produced countless success stories and is a model for how our industry may improve the future of so many young people. She has served golf at the highest levels, a record that includes an unwavering commitment to the integrity of our game as a premier rules official, and is with great honor that we may refer to her as our next PGA Lady of Golf. Porter King at Arizona State played volleyball, softball, golf, and basketball, and was a part of two in collegiate championship teams while at Arizona State. The First Lady of Golf recipient started the first one that the PGA acknowledged was in 1998. Barbara Nicklaus was the very first winner. Also, some winning people that have come along over the course of time. You should remember a lot of these. Judy Rankin, Judy Bell, who was the first first and only to this point, female president of the USGA. Nancy Lopez, Carol Semple Thompson, who had a great, probably as great an amateur career on the female side as anyone ever has here in the United States. Kathy Whitworth and Donna Capone. So a lot of great names winning that award, and Mary B. Porter King will be honored at the 2012 PGA Merchandise Show, the final weekend of January in Orlando. One of the things that she earned some praise for back in March of 1988, they were playing a qualifying round at the LPGA's Standard Register Classic in the Phoenix area. And King actually, or Mary B. Porter King at had hooked, I believe, her tee shot at the Moon Valley Country Club. When she approached the border fence along the border of the club there, she saw a family in peril. There was a young three-year-old boy from Pennsylvania that had fallen into a swimming pool, and a waterless swimming pool, and was sort of lying lifeless. And Porter King had her caddy boost her over the fence, and she knows CPR. She administered CPR, revived the young man, awaited the arrival of paramedics, and was a big factor in saving that young three-year-old boy's life back in 1988. So that probably earned her some points for winning this award from the PGA this year also. A couple weeks ago, we had a fellow on the show named Arnie Swanson, who is a funeral director up in Bellevue, Washington, and the Sunset Hills Cemetery and Memorial Park has dedicated about 800, 800 and some odd square feet, yards, I don't remember exactly the numbers, but they have dedicated a space within their park to a golf-themed memorial area, where people can be laid to rest in a golf hole setting. They've got a green and all sorts of things. And the company that has started that project up in Bellevue, which has just been completed and is available now as of last month, thinking about doing something in some other locations as they are a nationwide company. Anyhow, shortly after that, Sports Illustrated. In fact, the very next week, for those of you who read Sports Illustrated, you always know that they have what they call the sign of the apocalypse, and this is kind of funny timing. That, a couple weeks ago, Sports Illustrated's sign of the apocalypse was the fact that the owner of a funeral home in Bellevue, Washington, has opened a golf theme burial area. So, you know, either you think it is a neat idea and something really cool, or you're on the side of Sports Illustrated and you're kind of going a little bit out there. Coming up, well, in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Jane Blaylock down in Tampa from the LPGA Legends Tour. And also coming up in a couple of weeks, we're going to, of course, have our year-end awards and maybe give away some golf gift ideas for the holiday season coming up. And certainly some good books, golf-related, on the shelves again this year. And we'll probably run some of those down for you. So, Jane Blaylock, all set to check in with us from the LPGA Legends Tour final event at the Innisbrook Resort near Tampa. She'll be coming up right after this. Stay with us on Tee to Green.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel contains emu oil, which softens and soothes the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. It works. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next stop a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at DoTheGoo.com and in Walmart stores.
America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, 20 years strong right now. How about that? Had a few different formats and a few different host locations, but thrilled that we've been running strong with Sports Byline for 6 years and been doing our show from the Broadmoor here in Colorado Springs full-time in that time. And Really enjoyed it, and hope that you've enjoyed listening to us also. As I said, we've had a couple of repeat guests on our show here this morning, and one of those is standing by down in the Tampa area at the Innisbrook Resort. She is a longtime and very successful LPGA Tour member, boatloads of victories to her name, and she is now the CEO of the LPGA Legends Tour, which is holding their season-ending event this weekend. Jane Blaylock making a repeat trip to Tee to Green this morning. Jane, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. It's nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's been a little while. Let's for those people that listening this morning that aren't really familiar with the Legends Tour of the LPGA, similar in concept to the Champions Tour on the men's side. How long have you been going with this now, and how are you doing with it?
Well, the tour's been up and running for about 10 years. We had a decent start, and, you know, the economy sagging a bit. Let's say we kind of were, you know, stagnant, for lack of a better word. But now, all of a sudden, we're just gaining a lot of momentum and about to add, a few more events. I think we have six this year, and we'll be up to at least eight and probably nine in 2012.
Good deal. Now, I know that they're having the season-ending event. It's ongoing right now. You're not playing this weekend. What's up with that?
Well, I do have withdrawals from not competing because I absolutely love it. But this tournament, we have a new sponsor, a big supermarket chain called Publix, which is very big in the Southeast. And the owner of the property, Sheila Johnson, who runs Salamander Hospitality, you know, she's in residence. So just a lot of people that I need to take care of. And my primary goal this week is to make sure the tournament's successful, the players have a good time, and that we continue to grow the tour. So it's hard to serve two masters. I'm over a three-foot putt. I'm not thinking about the sponsors and vice versa. So the tournament has been absolutely fantastic. The leaderboard is great. So I've done my job. I'll tee it up in a couple more events next year.
Rosie Jones won this event last year. She, of course, was the recent captain of the U.S. Solheim Cup team. And how is she doing today, and who's our leader right now?
Well, there's a tie at the top, Michelle Redman and Laurie Kane, who both just right off the LPGA. Laurie Kane is a great Canadian. But believe me, it's a logjam. There are about 12 players within three shots of the lead, including Rosie, Rosie Jones, Nancy Lopez, Lieselotte Neumann is just a couple shots back, Sherry Steinhauer. So it's a dream leaderboard for someone in my position. Just the great names of the LPGA who are fantastic personalities.
And a couple of those names that Jane just mentioned, Lieselotte Neumann, of course, a former U.S. Open winner, Sherry Steinhauer, recently off the regular tour. Now, Jane, since we talked to you last, we've had Jan Stevenson on the show once or twice, and Nancy Lopez, and we've talked to them about some various things, but the Legends Tour has been part of it. And then we brought up the name Julie Inkster, and they're not so sure they're ready for her to join your group. How do you feel about that?
Well, no, for very good reason. Julie is still playing so very well on the LPGA, but, we've communicated with Julie, and she'll play a couple of our events next year, and number one, to be supportive. She certainly can make her great living on the LPGA, but I think, the LPGA has changed quite a bit. It's big business, it's big money, and I think Julie misses some of the camaraderie with friends, to be a high level of competition, yet having some fun, before and after the round. So, and Julie, I know that she'd like to continue playing. So if she supports us, then it's like an insurance policy, because she is such a big draw.
The Champions Tour, it's 50 years old for the players to start playing there. Yours is a little different, isn't it?
Well, our age is 45. That alone is different. And, we got a later start. People forget that the Champions Tour had a few, didn't have that many tournaments early on, but grew gradually. And I think once we announced we're going to be in Seattle, Washington next year, we're going to be in Phoenix, Arizona with Walgreens as a sponsor. We're going to be in Portland, Maine. These are some of our new events. We'd love to come to your area. We'd love to come out to, to Colorado. That would be fantastic because, just had the U.S. Open, but now there's nothing. So we think we could fill that void very well.
And as you're well aware, Jane, the three women's opens that have been held in Colorado in the last 15 years or so have had, I think, the three or four top attendance marks. So I'm certain that you would enjoy coming out, and the Colorado golf fans are certainly way up there on the list.
And they would know all of our players. You know, Meg Mallon, Beth Daniel, is it Hollis Stacey, who's won many U.S. Opens, Lopez, Inkster. We know we get Inkster out there. So you can spread the word and see if you can get some interest.
I'll see if I can talk to some people. Jane Blaylock is my guest, a longtime LPGA great and currently the head of the Legends Tour, and they're having their final event of the season in the Tampa area here this weekend. Jane, where have some of your events been? You mentioned some of these places you're trying to get into. How important is it for this tour to go to new venues now?
Well, I think just getting new tournaments. You know, I'd like to say we select our venues, but it's really a mutual thing. We're just, you know, trying to get more tournaments, and certain markets are just, you know, more interesting. You know, Tampa's a great area for us. We've had other tournaments this year. We're up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and we've been in Jackson, Michigan. Let's see, where else have we? We're in Tucson, and that we'll be in Phoenix next year, and I said in place of Tucson. And let's see, I'm missing one somewhere along the way, aren't I?
Probably, but
it's like naming your favorite song. They should roll out the tip of my tongue. But you know, we'd like to find areas where there used to be LPGA tournaments, or there have been a Solheim Cup or U.S. Open, but that's a one and done, and then there's a void. So like Seattle, there was a, you know, event for many years in Seattle, and there hasn't been anything in a long time. So we think Seattle will be a great venue for us. And it's typically, I'd say, you know, small to mid-sized markets are ideal. Where, you know, they don't have big PGA tournaments where, you know, it's where very significant and where there's a built-in following.
I would think that your tour could maybe, and maybe you maybe do this already, any community, corporations, what have you, charities that want to get involved and things like that, they want to go down the golf avenue that maybe they haven't done before. Your group would be a certainly excellent place to start doing that, because the cost wouldn't be anything near what a major LPGA or PGA event would run.
Well, you know, you're right, and just reminded me of your other venue. We're in the Boston area with BJ's Wholesale Club, when we raised $1.7 million in our tournament this year. Because our prize money, you said it, like here we get $250,000. And so you don't need, I mean, believe me, it's all relative. I'm not saying that's chump change by any means.
No.
But you look at, you know, the PGA Tour, the, you know, $5, $6 million purses, the LPGA, the, you know, $1.5 to $2 million-plus purses, Champions Tour, the same thing. So we give communities and charities a chance to raise a lot of money and to bring a world-class event is something that, you know, is affordable.
Have you gotten to the point now in a 10-year span where, you know, maybe you were going out and doing more of the looking in the beginning, and now they're coming to you? Has that kind of changed to in your favor now?
Well, you know, it's just starting to happen, and that's why even the tournaments I just mentioned to you haven't been formally announced, but they will be very soon. But the phone is starting to ring. I think once we announce those three new tournaments, you know, Portland, Seattle, and Phoenix, we're going to be on everyone's radar screen. And those who said, gee, I didn't realize the LPGA had a Legends Tour, well, now they will. And, you know, so some former LPGA sites that can't keep up financially. They can't raise the $2-3 million necessary. But gee, maybe they could raise $500,000. You know, total. I'm talking about all expenses, prize money plus everything else. You know, to bring a tournament in, and so yes, that is a very nice change, and we've all worked very hard to get there.
When the what is now the Champions Tour started with one team event back in the mid-late 70s, I think, whenever it was. Jane, how important is it for your tour to at some point get some television coverage, even if it just starts with your season-ending event at some point. Is that something that you really think you need at some point down the road here?
You know, that question is often asked. We had our Honda Cup tournament up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We had Comcast New England televise it. And, you know, people enjoyed that. Unfortunately, the cost of television is pretty significant, and so that just ups the ante. But it certainly gives us great exposure. But the one thing that's working in our favor now is the success of non-traditional media, all the social media. And that's taking some of the pressure off of having to have, you know, certainly live golf coverage. But if someone, you know, if we had the money to do it, obviously we would love to have our events on television. Then people can continue following Nancy Lopez and Rosie Jones and, you know, Pat Bradley, Patty Sheehan, all the great names in women's golf. They would really see them and know that we have a tour. So it's that catch-22. You get more sponsors, more tournaments, then you make the money that you can get on television.
I know you're a follower of the regular PGA Tour a lot, too. That has certainly, and a lot of this has to do with, I guess, say, Repak starting the Korean invasion of the LPGA Tour. But you look at how competitive the Solheim Cup has become all these years now. And just like the men, the women's golf worldwide is really, really become something, hasn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. Well, the LPGA was certainly a global tour in every sense of the word. I think they have more tournaments outside the U.S. than in the U.S.
It's about 50-50, yeah.
You know, and we have, I mentioned the Honda Cup. That's the top 12 players from around the world, born in other countries, like Jan Stevenson and Sally Little, both household names, played on the world team, you know, against those born in the U.S. And, you know, we have, our difference when we played and now, we have many players from other countries, but most of them are living in the U.S. and, you know, are familiar faces to U.S. fans, and I think that's very, very important.
Jane Blaylock, the CEO of the LPGA Legends Tour, other than adding a few more events year by year, what else you got in the works? We got just about a minute or so. Are you happy with you are, or do you want to pick up the pace a little bit, or do you know it's steady as she goes here?
No, I'm a competitor.
Okay.
We want to get to 12 tournaments.
All right.
I think 12 is a very good number for several reasons. The players will remain competitive, play enough golf, and be sharp. The players will be able to make a living. And at the same time, each tournament will be completely supported by our top players because there aren't too many. So we would not be diluted. And ultimately, what we'd like to find is a naming rights sponsor, you know, like a Nationwide. So we're looking for a company that might be appropriate to, you know, really to take over the role of female baby boomers in golf.
Here we go.
You know, XYZ Tour. Have 12 tournaments. I said probably in a period of maybe 11 months, you know, one in each month. Maybe, obviously, Matt, 2-1. We'll give them December off.
There we go. Well, maybe someone's listening, and we can jumpstart things here. Jane, I know you're busy this weekend. Thanks for coming in and telling us what's going on, and best of luck to you and the tour in the years to come here.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Jane Blaylock, CEO of the Legends Tour on the LPGA, will be back and go on tour right after this.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I get really frustrated with my computer. Now, what do you do when you get frustrated by your computer? Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks here for My Computer Works. Now, whether you have a simple question or it's a major computer crisis, My Computer Works can help. Now, when you have a problem with your computer, you simply pick up the phone, call their friendly technicians, and they connect directly to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's immediate, it's safe, it's secure, and it doesn't require anyone coming into your home. There's no problem or question too small. My Computer Works is your personal computer help desk. And only $24.95 a month. You can call them when you need them.
Call My Computer Works right now at 1-800-574-3017. That's 1-800-574-3017. Again, it's toll free at 1-800-574-3017.
Hey, My Computer Works. Does yours?
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
You know what 2:30 in the afternoon feels like, right? You're sleepy, groggy, dying for a nap. So what do? Run for the coffee? Grab a soda? But how long does that last before you're back for more? Try this instead. Take 1 5-hour energy, then see what the rest of your day feels like. It sure won't feel like 2:30 anymore. Instead of sleepy and groggy, you could be bright and alert without the jitters. 5-hour energy is packed with B vitamins, amino acids, and as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee. It has zero sugar, zero herbal stimulants, and only 4 calories. The 2-ounce shot takes seconds to drink, and in minutes, you're feeling like your old self again. And that feeling lasts for hours. So replace all those afternoon coffees and sodas with 1 5-hour energy. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now. No 2:30 feeling later. Individual results may vary. In a clinical trial, 5-hour energy significantly outperformed placebo on continuity of attention and self-related alertness. Neither 5-hour energy nor placebo affected blood sugar or mood. See 5hourenergy.com for more information.
Peter Green, Jerry Buttenhoff with you from Broadmoor, Colorado Springs. You know, the next time you get snowed or rained out of your golf outing, you can maybe tee it up on some of the world's great golf courses, and you can do that right from your home. Go to teetogreenradio.com, hit the World Golf Tour link on the main page, and play virtual golf online. Great graphics, a lot of new courses that they've added over the past year or two on that, and the online World Golf Tour, fun way to spend a cold winter day, for example. On tour with what's going on in the major golf events over the course of the weekend, they're ahead of us in Australia, so the Australian Open has concluded, and Greg Chalmers has won the event with a score of minus 13. He shot a 3-under-69 today. He won the event way back in 1998, and no one has won the Australian Open more than twice, and Greg Chalmers is the sixth player to win it two times, and interesting that he won the event both times right before the President's Cup going to Royal Melbourne. John Senden, also of Australia, finished a stroke back. Tiger Woods, with a final round 5-under-65, finished in third place at minus 11, and then there was a group of five players that tied at minus 9, including U.S. President's Cup team member Nick Watney. The women's tour is at the Lorena Ochoa Invitational at her home club down in Guadalajara. And through three rounds, Katrina Matthew of Scotland is your leader at minus 11. She's three ahead of Suzanne Pedersen. Anna Nordqvist and I.K. Kim are another stroke back. And then Julie Inkster has slipped to minus 5 after a tough round of 75 yesterday. Golf Channel coverage today beginning at, I believe, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Check your listings on that. Thank you to Jane Blaylock, the CEO of the LPGA Legends Tour, for coming on with us yet again, making another return performance on the show. Also to Scott Kroger. Go to GolfMates, www.golfmates.com. Look them up and see if you can maybe find the perfect golf partner. You just never know. Thanks to Mario in the studio in San Francisco, and thanks to you for listening. Until next week, hit 'em long and hit 'em straight. Take care, everyone.